We are talking today on our latest Know Your Opponent volleyball preview for the state tournament with Channing Halstead, head coach for North Tama. Second consecutive year she runs up against a KMA Land Conference school. Last year was Riverside. This year, Sydney. Coach, how are we doing today?
Great. Nothing to complain about yet.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. I guess, first of all, tell us a little bit about this journey back to Coralville. I'm just kind of looking at the roster a little bit. Definitely some familiar names from last year. And, you know, what's been behind the success this year?
Yeah, you know, I got four seniors right now. I got two returning All-Staters, and Cruz Ewald and Addison Hochstetler. You know, Addison Hochstetler is two-time returning Iowa Star Conference Player of the Year. She was selected to the IGCA Senior All-Star Game as well as one of the top 32 seniors in the state of Iowa. So she definitely holds down the back row for us. Cruz has been one of the leading attackers in 1A for the last 2 to 3 years. I also got a lot of young kids, that are doing some damage too. You know, I got Melania Sicknick. She's a freshman this year, and I got some solid sophomores contributing. It's not a nice group of volleyball players, but a nice group of girls. And mm-hmm. so they just love to play, and that makes my job a lot easier.
Certainly, Coach, what you brought back, what you were alluding to there, you know, I'm sure you had big goals of getting, you know, back to where you were last year to the state tournament. What did that journey look like for you in terms of, you know, just trying to mold it back to the point where it was where it was last year, maybe even trying to get even better?
Yeah, so we, it was a really cool moment, you know, not this past summer, but the summer before, you know, we go to team camps and stuff like that. And there was a moment where my current seniors, we get like this Airbnb, and they sat each other down around this campfire at this team camp. And they sat down and they talked and decided as a team that, you know, all the way back to last winter, they wanted to play together in the off season because they had really big goals for this season. And these seniors, you know, that have played some pretty big club volleyball for some of the power clubs in Iowa, sat down and decided to put all that aside and play together, you know, so they could get ready to make the most of their final season here at North Tama with us. And so, you know, it all kind of started then and there when those girls put the team before themselves. And, you know, we spend a lot of time together, you know, through the summers and stuff like that. And we go out and during the season, and we, I think arguably, and maybe I'm saying this because I'm the coach, but we play arguably one of the hardest schedules in 1A volleyball. You know, we go, we try not to shy away from competition, and that way we can learn along the way and we can get to situations, you know, like our regional final or like the state tournament and be able to say, hey, it's nothing we haven't seen before. You know, we go out this past, this fall, sorry, we went out and we played at Bondurant. We got third at Bondurant out of 12 teams. We took a set from Denver, you know, reigning state champs in 2A at that tournament. We've gone out to the Dyke New Hartford tournament and made it to the top eight there. You know, we at our home tournament, you know, Union and Grundy Center, and we, you know, Dunkerton was there, GR was there, both state qualifiers. Grundy Center is a state qualifier. You know, we go out and we try to play as tough a schedule as we can and learn along the way so we're ready to go for moments like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Well, Coach, how long have you been there?
Well, I've been teaching at North Tama for 15 years. I'm actually the band teacher, so some people kind of think that's funny and different when I tell them that, but I've been teaching here for 15 years, and this is my 12th year as head coach here.
Okay, so you were there in 2019, last time Sydney and North Tama played.
Yep.
I couldn't remember if that or not I was there, but you know, that's 6 whole years ago. That's a lot that's happened since then. what are your thoughts on this Sydney team? What are you seeing with them, you know, that stands out to you in some of the scouting that you've done?
Yeah, you know, this, you know, they're a little bit different style of play than what we see around here. You know, they're pretty heavy through the middle. They got some big swingers through the middle, and their ball control is pretty good. I think this game is going to be one on the defensive side of the court. I feel like we both have pretty strong liberos. We have both have pretty strong ball control. You know, I feel very confident that we're going to make them have to work pin to pin on us, and that'll hopefully open up my middles. You know, we're used to battling big middles here. You know, you look at some of the state qualifying teams in 1A. You know, Janesville, we've gone up against both of their tough middles. Kennedy Brandt in the middle at Gladbrook Bryanbeck is probably one of the best middles in 1A in the state too. You know, we've gone up against those middles, and hopefully playing against teams like that, and I guess I should not leave out Cedar Ridge either. Mm-hmm. Aguiar in the middle for them was pretty tough too. So, you know, hopefully our experience against teams like that will pave dividends in going up against Sydney and their style of play.
Yeah, Coach, what do you think wins at the state volleyball tournament? Maybe what do you also think kind of aligns with what you and your team have?
I think at the 1A level, you know, your ball control is what sets you apart. A lot of them is your ball control and your control in the service line too. You know, I think that's a huge underrated skill and stat that people kind of overlook sometimes. What was the second part of the question? Sorry.
Just what your team does well that you feel will align with success.
Yeah, I think, you know, I kind of mentioned, you know, we're going to make them run pin to pin. You know, if you can stop all three of our pins, then you've earned that right to beat us. You know, Eleni Sicknick, you know, on the pin, she's a freshman, and I think by the time that she's done at North Tama, she's going to be a household name. So I look for her to be a huge impact player for us back there. I think some people think that because she's a freshman, she's got a target on her, but she hits one of the heaviest balls I've seen in a long time, and she's just a freshman. So, you know, if you can stop our pins, you know, if you can stop all three of them, then you've earned the right to beat us. And I think that combination with Addie, you know, she controls the back row, and she controls the court from the service line too. So I think that those are definitely our strong points. I do think that we are a different style of play than maybe what they've seen. So I'm anxious to see how they go out there and try to stop our offense. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, Channing Halstead again, North Tama head volleyball coach. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Congrats on another great season. Looking forward to Tuesday at 8:25. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, it's going to be a late one. it's going to be a late one. Yeah, so that's something that both teams are going to have to plan for. It's a little different. But, yeah, it should be fun. You know, Iowa City does it right down there. If you get the chance to go down there, you know, not only to support everybody, all the teams there, you know, but see the environment. It's definitely done well. It's really fun. So we're looking forward to it. Mm-hmm.